Hey everybody, it's the 22nd of February, and we have been spending several days now on Ephesians 4:29, and hopefully the more I say it, the more you'll memorize it. If you haven't memorized it already, let no unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. You know, I have never heard a negative comment that benefited somebody. So that's what we're going to focus on today, is negative comments, negativity. We live, I think, in the most negative time ever, at least in my life, and there's a lot of unwholesome talk out there, and you don't have to go very far in your day and talk to too many people without hearing negativity. This isn't new to God. The Hebrew people, of all of the people in the Bible, as I think of negativity, I think about Moses and all of the people, maybe 2 million people or more, that traveled through the desert of Egypt with them, trying to find the promised land, a trip that, as I've told you so often, just should have taken a few weeks. And part of the reason those people wandered, because they were complainers. They were notorious for negativity. And because of that, God blessed them with 40 years of wandering, because they were wandering from God. I want to encourage you to today keep a little tally, whether it's in your head or on your phone. Keep a little tally of the times that you are negative. And then take note of that at the end of your day today. Don't allow negativity to be something that keeps God's blessings from you today, that keeps your focus off of God. And let's pray about that now. Lord, forgive me when I'm negative. Forgive us when we default to negative things, when we default to saying negative things, even thinking negative things. Lord, let us remember what you have given us. And God, as I go through my day today, would you help me to not be negative to others, about situations. And God, would you just move in my life so I become a positive person, knowing that that honors and glorifies you. Praise you, Lord. Today I choose to be positive because it makes you look good. In Jesus' name, amen.